the sound engineer is due tomorrow to deal with all the gremlins in our system. I'm going to stay at this microphone because I have the sense that it's working a bit better. There are a number of references to young children in the Gospels. There are a couple of healing miracles. And then there are those moments when Jesus suggests that if you want to get into the kingdom of heaven, you need to be like a small child. It's that idea that I'd like to explore for a moment. What does he mean in proposing to us that a child is the model for our living? We've got to be like children to enter the kingdom. I don't think that what he means is any sentimental notion of the original innocence of a child. The children are all good and sweet and wonderful. Any parent and any schoolteacher knows that that's not the case. Actually, that's a point that can be made in quite a profound way. When a baby is born, it has no or minimal conception of a world outside its own wants and its own needs. And it can be said that the whole journey of life is a journey from the primal egotism and selfishness of the newborn through to the maturity and adulthood that not only empathizes with others, but at the end gives itself in love for the sake of others. You won't find altruism among very small children. Jesus is on about something else than primal innocence. Perhaps he means that we have to be able to wonder at the world the way that a child wonders. It's one of the very special things about children, that they can see things so freshly, that they can take such delight in things, that the world is so new and beautiful to them. And perhaps we're being invited to see the world that God has set us in with those eyes that we had when we ourselves were children. And some of us can still remember what it was like to see the world as we did then. Happy those early days when I shined in my angel infancy, says Thomas Traherne. And he means exactly that, the ability to look at a sky or a tree and to see the power and the beauty and the goodness of God in these things. Perhaps Jesus has in mind the ability of children to ask simple questions that cut through adult evasion and adult avoidance. That the simple and large questions. I worked some years ago in Cambridge with a man called the Norris House Professor of Divinity. He was someone by whose intelligence I was genuinely intimidated. He's one of the brightest people I've ever known. He was a Maserati to my Dacia or Skoda, I always felt. But he was withal a lovely, lovely man. And he used to say that it was his job, as the man who ran the philosophical theology strand of the Divinity Faculty, to ask the questions that a five-year-old or a six-year-old might ask, to then tackle them with all the philosophical equipment of a highly trained adult, but nevertheless to carry on asking the questions that small children ask. Why is there something rather than nothing? How does God make us? Why? I love that about children. And one of the things that distresses me as I go around the small change of daily life is seeing parents suppressing their children's desire to ask questions. When I know it's difficult when you're trying to struggle to pack bags at the cash point in the supermarket, but when a child asks a question, you've got to take it seriously as a question. You may not be able to answer it terribly well, but you have to take it seriously as a question. Maybe Jesus invites us to carry on asking questions. Maybe.